Welcome to the NACO podcast. Join us as we bring you stories of innovation in counties across the country, cover local government best practices, and provide updates on the issues critical to local government. The National Association of Counties is your resource in fostering healthy, vibrant, safe, and resilient counties across America.
Hi, my name is Jen Horton, and I'm a program manager here at NACO in our Community and Economic Development Practice Area, and I manage the County Prosperity Summits program, which is what our podcast today is all about. And then I'm joined by Alex. Hey, Alex.
Hey, Jen. Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Cashton. I'm a digital media associate at NACO, and I also helped with the County Prosperity Summits.
In 2015, NACO worked with five counties across the country to host County Prosperity Summits to generate creative solutions around local economic opportunities. During these one-day summits, based in rural or mid-sized communities, national experts joined with local leaders, such as county elected officials, community members, and small business owners, to provide an introduction to the WealthWorks framework for economic development. The WealthWorks framework focuses on using local assets to grow local wealth, and for more details about this framework, visit naco.org/WealthWorks or visit wealthworks.org.
Each NACO County Prosperity Summit focused on strengthening relationships among local and regional players in community and economic development, deepening and sustaining local asset-based economic development, and infusing equitable development principles into county and regional economic strategies. To explore these ideas, summit attendees participated in hands-on exercises exploring multiple assets and learned from expert facilitators about how to access new tools and resources.
The five county prosperity summits were hosted in Titus County, Texas, Shasta County, California, Scott County, Kentucky, Cheatham County, Tennessee, and Cape May County, New Jersey. Despite the diverse geographies and sizes represented, some were mountainous, some coastal, and including counties as large as 180,000 residents, and as few as 32,000. Despite all of this, all of the counties found ways to use the framework to explore a specific economic sector in their community. In each county, we spoke with summit participants to learn about their reasons for hosting a summit and how they plan to use what they learned to build wealth in their communities. During its day-long summit, Titus County, Texas, located in the heart of Northeast Texas with approximately 32,000 residents, aimed to strengthen its sustainable agriculture sector by connecting the region's assets to market demand in creative ways that build rooted wealth for local people, places, and firms. Chris Brown, the executive director for the ARC Tech Council of Governments and former judge for Hopkins County, Texas, described the region's local farming assets and how community members can use those assets to build a stronger economy for the future.
I hope we really walk away with a roadmap, so to speak. We form some great relationships here and people eager to work together to move forward and try to fill in some of these gaps that we have. We know we've got some great land here, some great farmland. We know we've got a pocket of end users that are very willing to and ready to purchase regionally grown food to support this process. Some people who really want to come out with an entrepreneurial spirit, be able to walk away, form these groups, and really roll up our sleeves and get moving.
Titus County Judge Brian Lee added how he hoped to use the summit's lessons in the community's food sector.
Well, the summit's given me a new way of thinking about economic growth, economic development, and just local community development. And instead of focusing so much on trying to land that big fish like we seem to be continually chasing, trying to get that big company to come to town that's going to hire 100 to 300 people, we need to start thinking in terms of a much smaller scale and utilizing local folks and local businesses and local talents that are already here.
To provide context, one of the summit facilitators, Michelle Decker, with Rural Action, provided an example of a community in Appalachian, Ohio, using a value chain model to expand the region's food economy, as Titus County also plans to do.
And I'm going to describe our produce auction, which is just one kind of social enterprise inside a much larger value chain. Gene and Marvin Conkle were entrepreneurs in the truest sense of the word, hard-headed, stubborn, always out in front of the pack, but had hearts of gold and wanted to do something in their community. Gene and Marvin wanted to do something around food in a very distressed, very small county, Morgan County, about 18,000. And Gene and Marvin knew about produce auctions. They started this business. We got them technical assistance. We helped with marketing, connected them with OSU Extension, got producers trained, helped recruit in producers. But they were the entrepreneurs. They put their own cash in, and they built this lovely whole barn. We built small businesses attached to this, so there's a bakehouse, there's a concession. We've had a couple of entrepreneurs come in and use the concession. One person now is actually going to go out and start a restaurant in Chester Hill. So we incubated someone who would go do that, which was great. And we like to call it a piece of shared use infrastructure. Again, it's a nice platform where lots of people can play. There are 9 in Ohio. Ours is really tiny, but it has a big impact in a distressed area that doesn't have a lot of economic activity.
Michelle Decker's local example provides a key theme explored in each of the 5 prosperity summits: the importance of supporting existing people and firms. So those are the local entrepreneurs and small businesses that help to grow a specific sector of the economy. Meanwhile, moving over to Shasta County, California, community leaders focused on leveraging natural assets while addressing cycles of poverty. Wendy Zanatelli, the president and CEO of United Way of Northern California, explained how she has collaborated with Shasta County to address these issues while achieving the county's economic goals.
Shasta County has been an amazing partner for United Way. They help to fund and provide capacity for our Prosperity Initiative, which is creating solutions for multi-generational poverty, but economic development is one piece of that. And we thought it was an amazing opportunity to have the experience of the National Association of Counties and the WealthWorks framework come in to talk to our community from an outside perspective and talk about things that are working well in other communities that we might be able to employ here.
Mike Dahl, former mayor and city council member for the city of Reading, added his thoughts on both the challenges facing the county and the great assets the community has to work with.
One of the problems with our community having grown up here is we've gone through these cycles of boom and bust. Most of the economic development was based on resource extraction, whether it's gold during the gold rush days, to mining for copper, to logging, and the timber industry. It's just been up and down and not sustainable. And it's a multi-generational phenomenon. Also, the poverty cycles have been multi-generational. We need to break those cycles and find a sustainable strategy long-term for our economy. So we have a vibrant wealth in our community for everyone. We have a lot of great natural assets. For example, Shasta County is a beautiful area recreationally. It's an awesome place to live here if you have a job. But how do we leverage those assets? You know, tourism, you know, the rivers, the lakes, the mountains, the clean air. But leverage what we have and not be seeking what we don't have. That's not realistic.
With this, Mike Dahl hit on another key theme explored across all the summits. Counties can leverage and build their existing natural, built, and other unique place-based assets to not only attract new residents, but also entice new businesses and other investors to the community to create more sustained and lasting growth.
On that note, many rural communities are specifically investing in their natural assets to build up their nature-based tourism industries. Scott County, Kentucky, located 10 miles outside Lexington with 47,000 residents, used its summit to explore trail development that links walking, biking, and horse trails with the famed Kentucky Bourbon Trail. County Magistrate David Livingston explained the importance of community buy-in for the county's trail projects.
I think capitalizing for us is not just about money, because we are a blessed community financial-wise. I think it's going to be more about human capital and getting folks to buy in to the ideas that we have moving forward, and being able to communicate that to the general public so they don't just say, well, they're just spending more tax dollars, that they understand why we want to develop certain things, a trails program, tourism, because it not only develops more tax dollars and drives more business, but it also helps with the quality of life, not only for senior adults, but for young kids and young families, and helps them to have other activities so they don't have to get in the car and drive 30, 45 minutes away.
Cheatham County, Tennessee, a scenic and culturally rich county situated just west of Nashville with a population of about 40,000, is also developing its tourism sector, using its 2013 tourism plan as a foundation for applying the WealthWorks framework. Bridget Jones, the executive director of Cumberland Region Tomorrow, a regional organization that supports sustainable economic development in the Middle Tennessee region, described collaborating with the county on the 2013 Cheatham County Tourism Plan and explained how community leaders hope to build upon the Prosperity Summit.
Cumberland Region Tomorrow has been excited to partner with Cheatham County leaders over the last 7 years to support their effort to create their model Cheatham County Sustainable Economic Development Strategy. We partnered with their chamber and economic leaders to let them be the leading pilot community to put together this plan. And now with ideas from WealthWorks and the NACO Prosperity Summit, we know that Cheatham County leaders will be able to take the next steps to implement their plan. So we look for Cheatham County to be a leader to achieve their own goals and objectives, but also to show other counties in our Middle Tennessee region how to pursue similar actions. And then one of these days we'll look up and we'll have enough of these plans underway, successfully highlighting the tourism resources in each of our counties, that we can market our whole 10 county region as a mixture of very rich tourism opportunities. And outdoor recreation, heritage tourism, sports tourism, you name it. We've got it all in Middle Tennessee.
So what overarching takeaways do Scott County, Kentucky and Cheatham County, Tennessee provide to rural counties interested in growing and diversifying a specific sector of their economy? First of all, they both highlight the importance of not only identifying your assets, but also finding potential linkages and forming plans to successfully implement a strategy. Second, both counties emphasize the importance of thinking and collaborating regionally. Scott County identified regional amenities that the county can seize to meet its trail development goals, and Cheatham County has partnered with a regional organization, Cumberland Region Tomorrow, to successfully implement the Cheatham County Tourism Plan.
Cape May County, New Jersey is also seeking to capitalize on its tourism industry while expanding its aquaculture, craft beverage, and unmanned air systems, or UAS, industries. The summit's facilitator, Leslie Schaller from the Appalachian Center for Economic Networks, described a comparable initiative in southeastern Ohio, where her community is building its tourism and agriculture economy.
We're the Appalachian Center for Economic Networks. And we serve primarily marginalized economic development counties in southeastern Ohio. We've also looked at many of our natural assets, you know, what's sacred to our sense of place. 6 years ago, we came up with this 30-mile meal concept as a brand. We have this incredibly robust local food economy. And not only was it the restaurants being able to get their message out about our local food economy, it really encouraged them to source more locally. So they helped some of the microbreweries expand. They helped some of the wineries to get access to restaurant and chef purchasing that they did not have in the past. It encouraged our local media to participate more, do some cooperative advertising together. They were part of that value chain to really share this message of how amazing our local food economy was. The other great Kickstarter of this project as far as a regional brand was our Athens County Convention and Visitors Bureau. So there's the tourism professionals, the folks who are really on the ground, who know how to reach out into even larger markets. And now we have regular visitation from many of the metro regions across Pennsylvania and Ohio because of this value chain partnership.
Leslie provided some insights into how Cape May can accomplish its local food economy goals.
Building that consumer awareness of what's different, what's unique, what's that special regional flavor that you have in Cape May County. I noticed this great 7 mile restaurant week. It looks like it's getting ready to start here in the month of June. So here you're taking one of those visitation assets you have, drawing people from all across the East Coast, from Canada, to come to Cape May, but then celebrating what's unique and special. Is there a way to take that type of event or that type of brand development and make it a little more sticky? Are those restaurants buying all of the local libations? Are there celebrations about that on their menu? Is the wait staff really directing their customers to say that these are locally produced products, that these are locally sourced ingredients? So figuring out, again, from that asset that you have in terms of tourism, and maybe bundling it with some other local ownership opportunities or even greater access market-wise for some of the newer businesses.
One example of how Cape May County businesses are embarking on local agriculture projects can be seen at Willow Creek Farm and Winery in West Cape May. Kevin Chelly, the winery's farm director and winemaker, attended the summit and described some of the winery's innovative projects and how the county's support has been critical to their success.
Sustainable agriculture is a major mission of not only mine, but many of the farmers and winemakers here in Cape May County and throughout the state. You had a bill that just went through that farms were permitted to host events at their properties, and it was up for discussion for a couple years. And anybody that knows anything about sustainable agriculture and viticulture, and especially winemaking, is our goal is to get them to our farm, to get them to the vineyard, to experience what we're doing, because that's part of the beauty and the passion. Thankfully, Cape May County came forth and said, you know, we're supporting agriculture in our state, we're supporting agriculture in our county, we are the garden state. We have farms in our county that are 150, 200 years old, and we're going to make sure that they continue to thrive. They really made headway for us. The county itself, if it wasn't for the county, our farm wouldn't be open. We don't just make wine out of grapes. We make wine out of blueberries, peaches, cranberries, bananas, pumpkins, all these other great things that we can grow, most of those things right here in New Jersey. So to me, that's the future we're moving forward in, and I think it'll help put New Jersey back on the map, but it'll also help keep farmland in our country.
Cape May County Freeholder Will Morey expanded on the county's natural assets and their importance to the community.
When I look at aquaculture and I see how it touches so many other aspects, it touches recreational fishing in a positive way. It touches ecological benefits in a really significant way. Obviously, tourism has great benefits to it. So it's more than just producing a product, an oyster food product. It really touches the community in a lot of different ways. So I think we can get others in the community to support these efforts with that knowledge.
Cape May County's summit highlighted the importance of strong collaboration to market a community's unique assets. At the summit, the county discussed how to grow the Cape May County brand by working together to share resources and ideas. Community members are partnering to use local tourism assets to draw attention to the county's many other industries, such as aquaculture, local wineries, and craft breweries.
These five counties and rural communities across the country are implementing innovative, collaborative economic development projects. Over the course of the summits, attendees reflected on the opportunities for collaboration provided by the day's program.
We have so many resources available to us.
That's Tom Prather, mayor of the city of Georgetown and former county magistrate, who attended the Prosperity Summit in Scott County, Kentucky.
It takes an event like this to help us focus that thinking and to make a thoughtful, intentional assessment of what our resources are and the way that we may best marshal those resources to achieve community success. And that's all that the process that this exercise has brought to Scott County. It's caused us to think about our many resources in different ways and ways that we can be more collaborative with those resources. I think it's a great situation.
Realizing the potential for collaboration was an important theme at all of the summits. I asked Scott County Magistrate David Livingston, Cape May County Economic Development Coordinator Carol Matezik, and Kevin Chelly from Cape May's Willow Creek Farm and Winery what they would take away from the summit.
More connection between the groups that we've invited. What I've kind of realized so far is that there seems to be a disconnect, and what the presenters have talked about is self-interest. And we all have our self-interest, but we haven't gotten our mutual interest. And I can see that really happening today in our mutual interest coming together to determine what we want to do moving forward.
We have wonderful natural resources that sometimes serve more as constraints than things we can build upon. But I think one of the messages we got from this seminar is that you can look at your assets and kind of leverage them by putting together all the people who use them in different ways currently and seeing whether collectively they're more than their parts.
It was a great program to bring everybody together. I think it was really insightful to have so many movers and shakers in one room and getting to hear some of the opinions and actually putting faces to some of those areas where, you know, you need help in. I think that was a huge win for me, you know, for me missing a very important day in the vineyard.
One of the program's most encouraging outcomes was the energy and momentum the summit generated. Cheatham County Mayor David McCullough, Shasta County Public Health Program and Policy Analyst Charlene Vermont, and Cape May County Freeholder Will Morey explained the next steps for their communities going forward.
It was encouraging to me so far that we have started the relational part of building wealth. We have great collaboration between all four cities and the county, and to me that means that we're on the right path. My goal is that we can take tourism to the next level and that we'll see economic development in the broadest sense, but not just jobs and not just revenue, but actually where there's a kind of an ownership spirit among the people who live here. We have some honing to do, and I think that this conference actually helps us go to the next step and ultimately produce a well-balanced economic development plan.
So I'm really excited as a community. I feel that our next steps and moving forward will be to really analyze our assets, see where the gaps are, and utilize our capital strengths to move our economy forward.
I feel now that we're more armed to understand what each of these assets or opportunities, how they connect to different industries, and I think we're in a better position now to influence, lobby other industries to take an interest in something they thought might not really be connected to them. So I can see us as a community to really have a broader discussion than what we would have had before, and ultimately I think it's a more powerful discussion.
NACO's pilot round of the County Prosperity Summit program provided five counties with an introduction to a systematic approach to economic development that builds on multiple forms of capital to help each county explore a specific growth sector of their economy. As you've already heard throughout the podcast, the summits also provided convening power to bring together a diverse set of community leaders. Although only five counties were selected through a competitive process to host a summit in 2015, NACO's been working to share relevant takeaways, materials, and handouts. Any county interested in hosting a similar summit can access the resources they need. Additionally, for listeners interested in multimedia elements from the summits, that's the photographs, the maps, and other materials, check out NACO's new digital journal found at naco.org/prosperity. NACO continues to explore potential opportunities for future installments of the County Prosperity Summits program. So we'd love to hear from you about your interests and answer questions you might have about the pilot program. Please follow up directly with Kathy Knothstein on NACO staff at knothstein, that's Knothstine, at naco.org.
Well, Jen, I think that's all the time we have for today. A big shout out to Deb Markley and Barbara Wyckoff for facilitating the summits, and thanks to all of the other facilitators who supported the summits with their great stories and experiences.
Also, a special thanks to the Ford Foundation, because without them, we wouldn't have funding for this program. And Alex, I don't know about you, but working with the County Prosperity Summit program, my favorite part was working with the counties.
Definitely.
Thanks to the five counties and the tireless work they put into planning and hosting a County Prosperity Summit. Thank you so much for laying the groundwork for NACO to continue supporting rural and mid-sized counties to reach their asset-based economic development goals.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, be sure to subscribe to the NACO podcast feed. To do so, head on over to nacopodcast.org to subscribe via iTunes, RSS, or email, and check in for new episodes.